Welcome to Ion Leap Radio. It's July 19th, and I'm looking back at a busy week in content marketing. Print continues its slow decline. National Journal is about to suspend their weekly print magazine. Atlantic Media's chairman, David Bradley, wrote, quote, "In the long run, I don't think a weekly print magazine can thrive," end quote. The good news is, they claim they're on track to make more money next year. My guess is, it's because they'll save a lot of money on paper costs. Selligent will rock U.S. omnichannel marketing. Selligent, the well-known Belgian-based B2C marketing automation software provider, announced that a private equity firm has recapitalized the company. Selligent provides full end-to-end customer lifecycle management. The investment will help the rapidly growing company expand into new markets, especially, you guessed it, the United States. I've met this company, and all I can say is, watch out. They're great in Europe, and nothing will stop them from getting even bigger here. Check them out at selligent.com. For those of you who are asking what omnichannel marketing is, it's based on the fact that there are tons of ways to reach consumers these days, and that marketing can no longer push ads at them. They have to let the consumer pull from multiple devices, media, social mediums, and marketing experiences. Omnichannel is the current buzzword to describe the engagement possibilities in this customer journey with your brand. B2B gets serious about omnichannel marketing. Demandbase, a San Francisco marketing software company, just raised another $30 million, led by Sageview Capital. Demandbase automates three processes. 1. Identifying prospects with strong purchasing intentions. 2. Personalizing the message delivered to potential buyers. And 3. Notifying the appropriate sales representative when it's time to act. Say what you need to say. Learning to be better storytellers. Forbes posted a great article written by a company called ProPoint Graphics. The title, Your Survival Guide to the Marketing Revolution. Here's a brief paragraph from the article. Quote, business communication is in upheaval. Sales, marketing, B2B, B2C, all of it. Fairly recent technologies now feel antiquated, and older ones seem ancient. Newspapers, the radio, TV, and now even the internet alone won't help you. Channels of communication have been blown to seemingly infinite fragments, end quote. Here's another part of the article that warms my heart. Quote, want to know the secret to this fragmented and mysterious new marketing landscape? The answer, fortunately and unfortunately, is as simple as good old-fashioned storytelling, end quote. Yes, people do read long-form content marketing. This is a quote from an article on FastCompany.com. Quote, a young, bare-bones website called WaitButWhy.com is disproving the notion that thoughtful, long-form content and going viral are mutually exclusive. End quote. Tim Urban, who helps run WaitButWhy, posted this on July 16th. Quote, WaitButWhy posts are long, but normally that means 3,000 to 8,000 words. Two posts so far have gone to a whole other insane level. The two-part AI post, that's artificial intelligent post, has reached 24,000 words, and the Tesla post, 26,000 words, end quote. Take a look at the site, take a look at any post that's been up at least a week, and you'll see a staggering number of social shares on it. People are reading this, they're sharing it, and they're loving what's being posted here. Yes, long-form content still works. And not only do readers love it, Google loves it. Light up your mind. This has been an Ion Leap podcast. You might find you're alive. Light up your mind. You might find you're alive. Take
What you need to take.